Part 1, Who He Was. Chapter 1, The Jesus I Thought I Knew. I first got acquainted with Jesus when I was a child, singing Jesus Loves Me in Sunday school, addressing bedtime prayers to Dear Lord Jesus, watching Bible club teachers move cutout figures across a flannel graph board. I associated Jesus with Kool-Aid and sugar cookies and gold stars for good attendance. I remember especially one image from Sunday school, an oil painting that hung on the concrete block wall. Jesus had long, flowing hair, unlike that of any man I knew. His face was thin and handsome, his skin waxen and milky white. He wore a robe of scarlet, and the artist had taken pains to show the play of light on its folds. In his arms, Jesus cradled a small sleeping lamb. I imagined myself as that lamb, blessed beyond all telling. Recently, I read a book that the elderly Charles Dickens had written to sum up the life of Jesus for his children. In it, the portrait emerges of a sweet Victorian nanny who pats the heads of boys and girls and offers such advice as, "Now, children, you must be nice to your mummy and daddy." With a start, I recall the Sunday school image of Jesus that I grew up with, someone kind and reassuring, with no sharp edges at all, a Mr. Rogers before the age of children's television. As a child, I felt comforted by such a person. Later, while attending a Bible college, I encountered a different image. A painting popular in those days depicted Jesus, hands outstretched, suspended in a Dali-like pose over the United Nations building in New York City. Here was the cosmic Christ, the one in whom all things inhere, the still point of the turning world. This world figure had come a long way from the lamb-toting shepherd of my childhood. Still, students spoke of the cosmic Jesus with a shocking intimacy. The faculty urged us to develop a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. And in chapel services, we hymned our love for him in most familiar terms. One song told about walking beside him in a garden with dew still on the roses. Students testifying about their faith casually dropped in phrases like, "The Lord told me." My own faith hung in a kind of skeptical suspension during my time there. I was wary, confused, questioning. Looking in retrospect on my years at Bible college, I see that despite all the devotional intimacies, Jesus grew remote from me there. He became an object of scrutiny. I memorized the list of 34 specific miracles in the Gospels, but missed the impact of just one miracle. I learned the Beatitudes, yet never faced the fact that none of us, I above all, could make sense of those mysterious sayings, let alone live by them. A little later, the decade of the 1960s, which actually reached me along with most of the church in the early 70s, called everything into question. Jesus freaks, the very term would have been an oxymoron in the tranquil 1950s, suddenly appeared on the scene as if deposited there by extraterrestrials. No longer were Jesus' followers well-scrubbed representatives of the middle class. Some were unkempt, disheveled radicals. Liberation theologians began enshrining Jesus on posters in a troika along with Fidel Castro and Che Guevara. It dawned on me that virtually all portrayals of